Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. We'd like to share a special announcement with you. This Saturday evening at 6 p.m., the Inspirations will be with us at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Well, here's Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church continuing our look at the book of Revelation.
Then we see creation. And notice on the bottom of your chart, if you have the chart.
Is that on there?
Yeah, okay. It says the tree of life. I threw that in there because it's very, very, very important. When you understand eternal continuum, that tree of life, that's there for a reason. And in Genesis 2:9, it talks about the tree of life. And remember, quickly, I'm going to go through this. When Adam sinned, God had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden. And God said this, lest man eat of the tree of life and live forever. Now, that's what God said. If Adam or Eve would have ate of the tree of life, they would still be here today. And again, just that comparison, remember we went through the study of the book of Genesis, 2 years ago or whatever, before we got in the book of Revelation. It's been a long, long while back. But remember, there's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said, don't you eat of that fruit, that belongs to me. I really believe that the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and the tree of life was side by side. It talks about being in the midst of the garden. Okay, one of them. And I don't believe that he put the tree of life back on the back 40, hiding it somewhere back there. I think he had tremendous access to it, right in the middle, where Adam had a choice. He either could eat of the tree of life, because remember God said, of all these trees, you may freely eat, but leave this tree alone. This tree belongs to me. If you eat of that tree, dying thou shalt die. Thou shalt surely die. So Adam had a choice. There's the tree of life and the tree of death. He chose the tree of death. Well, we see that tree of life. And because of Adam, sin entered into the world. You know the story there. But that tree of life, God did something with that. What did he do with it? Well, I'm not sure. Maybe took it back to heaven with him. I don't know. We'll talk about that in just a little bit more on our chart here. So we see from creation about 2,000 years later. This is kind of important. I'm not a numerology. How do you say that? Yeah, numerologist. That's a big word. A numerologist. I didn't even know what that means, but it's just a big word. People look at numbers and how they relate to scriptures and all, like number 7, completion, and this number means this. I don't know all that. But I do know something a little bit about time, okay? God has a purpose and a plan for this world. It's amazing. From creation to Abraham is approximately 2,000 years, 1860 to be exact, something like that, but approximately 2,000 years where creation to Abraham, and I want you to notice, well, I skipped over alienation. Genesis 3 is when man fell. The next thing is a new nation, okay, in Genesis chapter 12, when God tells Abram, I'm going to make thee a new nation, a new people. And then that's about 2,000 years later, from creation to the time of Abraham. And, you know, give or take, you know, a few decades or so. But you get a time frame, okay, in round numbers, about 2,000 years. It's interesting that every nation that was ever birthed, so to speak, was born by generation. In other words, so-and-so begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so. That's by generation. Israel was not formed by generation. They were made by regeneration. See the difference? This is yes, this is no. Abraham was the first Hebrew, first Jew, whatever how you want to put the label on, first Israelite. Abraham was the first. And he didn't get it by generation, but by regeneration. He believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So that's how the nation of Israel was created, through Abraham. He was the first, and it came through regeneration. So it's a concept. I don't have time to talk about it, but you get the point, okay? So you see a new nation. About almost 2,000 years later now, well, of course, we're going all through the history of the Old Testament, we see the incarnation. So now you got 4,000 years from creation to the incarnation. the birth of Christ. Again, dates, people argue about the dates, you know, 2 BC or whatever it might be or whatever, but approximately 4,000 years. From creation to the birth of Christ, we call it the incarnation, and that's what we're celebrating. Can you believe Christmas is in 2 weeks? Time is just, I guess the older that y'all get, I don't get any older, but the older y'all get, doesn't time just fly by? It just absolutely... Christmas is here upon us. So you see the incarnation, where Galatians 4:4, I threw that one in, where in the fullness of time had come, you know, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, at the perfect time, perfectest time. So we see the incarnation some 2,000 years ago. Isn't that interesting? I do not believe that this earth is millions and millions and millions of years old. If you believe that, you've been wrong before, okay? This is... Most people call it a young earth. This earth is approximately 6,000 years old. How do you get that, preacher? I get it from the Bible, because Adam was the first man. And you get it from the generations of Adam, beget, and you trace it back all the way to Adam. It's approximately 6,000 years from now and then. There was nobody before Adam. There was no troglodytes, Neanderthals. Now, there's some people today that act like Neanderthals. You know, there wasn't these cavemen that carried their clubs around, you know, and bones in their nose, or ever how you picture cavemen dragging their wives by the hair, you know, that kind of thing. And now we have men that do that, and they're a bunch of nuts, you know. But anyway, there was nobody before Adam. So from the time of Adam to where we are now is about approximately 6,000 years. And in between, the most important things that happened, you see on your chart of salvation, thank God for Calvary. Creation, alienation, a new nation, incarnation, then salvation. Praise God for that. Without that, we'd have no hope. On your chart here, but it's up there, I've been adding things. We see the ascension after the Lord was crucified. There's crucifixion, the resurrection, the glorification, all of that's in Matthew 27. There's so much here. Again, we could spend weeks. This would be a good thing in a Bible college. You could spend a whole, not just semester, years on this, about see the glorification in the first fruits in Matthew chapter number 27, when Jesus rose from the dead. Before he rose from the dead, it talks, turn with me right real quick. I want you to see this. Matthew 27, this is very, very important. I should have marked it. You got to forgive me. My pages in my Bible are so brittle, if I turn them too quick, they'll rip. Okay, Matthew 27, beginning of verse number 51. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. This is when Jesus died. We know the passage here. When he died, verse number 52. And the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection. I actually circled that word after in my Bible. It's very important to know. Jesus was the first to ever receive that glorified body. He's the first of a new order, a new kind, a glorified body. Before, there's people who had been resurrected. Remember Lazarus? Lazarus, come forth! All these people in the Old Testament who was resurrected, and Peter's mother, and all these who were resurrected, they did not have a glorified body. Jesus, of necessity, must be the first to have a glorified body. We went through this before, okay? There were some others that received a glorified body, and that's here. These were these saints that were in Jerusalem. They had funerals for them sometime in the past. And when Jesus rose from the dead, these saints, whoever, how many there were, rose from the dead after his resurrection. They didn't come before his resurrection. They were after his resurrection. Are you following?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, January 14th at 6 p.m. to hear the inspirations at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.